Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Nehemiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 18 in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. This is what it says. Now, the leaders of the people lived in Jerusalem, and the rest of the people cast lots to bring one out of 10 to live in the holy city, Jerusalem, while 9/10 remained in the other towns. And the people blessed all those who willingly offered to live in Jerusalem. These are the leaders of the province who lived in Jerusalem, but in the towns of Judah, all lived on their property in their towns. Israel, the priests, the Levites, the temple servants, and the descendants of Solomon's servants. And in Jerusalem lived some of the Judahites and of the Benjaminites. Of the Judahites, Athaiah, son of Uzziah, son of Zechariah, son of Amariah, son of Shephatiah, son of Mahalalel, the descendants of Perez. And Messiah, son of Baruch, son of Kolhoze, son of Haziah, son of Adiah, son of Joarib, son of Zechariah, son of the Shilonite. All of the descendants of Perez who lived in Jerusalem were 468 valiant warriors. And these are the Benjaminites: Salu, son of Meshullam, son of Joed, son of Padiah, son of Kolaiah, son of Masiah, son of Ithiel, son of Jeshiah, and his brother Gabai, Salai, 928. Joel, son of Zikri, was their overseer, and Judah, son of Hasanuah, was second in charge of the city. Of the priests, Jediah, son of Joriab, Jachin, Sariah, son of Hilkiah, son of Meshullam, son of Zadok, son of Merayath, son of Ahitub, officer of the house of God, and their associates who did the work of the house, 822. And Adiah, son of Jeroham, son of Peliah, son of Amzi, son of Zechariah, son of Pashur, son of Malkijah, and his associates, heads of ancestral houses, 242. And Amishai, son of Azarel, son of Azai, son of Meshulamoth, son of Immer, and their associates, valiant warriors, 128. Their overseer was Zabdiel, son of Hagadolim. And of the Levites, Shemaiah, son of Hashub, son of Azikram, son of Hashabiah, son of Bani, and Shabbathai, and Jozabed, of the leaders of the Levites who were over the outside work of the house of God. And Mattaniah, son of Micah, son of Zabdi, son of Asaph, who was the leader to begin the thanksgiving in prayer, and Babukiah, the second among his associates, and Abda, son of Shemua, son of Galal, son of Jeduthun, and all the Levites in the holy city were 284. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for loving all of us. We all have unique names. We all are unique people, and yet you have formed us in our mother's womb. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, and how amazing is that? And so, Lord, as we think about the fact that the image of you rests upon us, help us to also look at other people in the same way, that other people are bearing the image of you, and that should inform the way that we treat each other, to be kind and to be gentle. Lord, forgive us for jumping to conclusions, for not assuming the best about others, particularly this week. Forgive us for being histrionic on social media and jumping to offense. Lord, I pray against this spirit of offense that is over the land. We are so quick to jump to offense instead of really hearing each other out. And so, Lord, help us to be quick to listen and slow to speak, or slow to write on social media, and that we would treat each other with the kindness that we want to be treated with ourselves. That golden rule, Lord, to love others as we want to be loved. I thank you so much that you love us far better than we can even understand, and that your forgiveness is available to us when we mess up and when we hurt other people with our words. Help us not to gossip. Help us not to slander. Help us to be kind-hearted, tender-hearted, forgiving one another just as you in Christ have forgiven us. Lord, help us to relate to one another, understanding that all of us carry a heavy burden and that all of us are broken in some way. And so help us to have empathy and to default on the side of empathy before we default on the side of judgment. I pray all of these things in your beautiful, empathetic, powerful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm super grateful for you. And again, thanks for being a part of this worldwide scripture and prayer movement. We're over 2 million listens now, which is crazy. And I'm just so grateful for you.